We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, my God. And here he is, the legend, Rivers effing Cuomo.
What's up, Rivers?
Nothing.
Good to have you here.
Thanks. Good to be here.
They always say never meet your heroes. I've had the pleasure of meeting Rivers before, and it is always an absolute honor to meet someone that has been so impactful just in shaping my musical taste since I really started liking even this genre of music. And the Blue Album is about to have a big anniversary, and you've got a big announcement.
Okay, yeah. We're going to do a big tour of the United States in the fall called Voyage to the Blue Planet, and we're going to play the Blue Album from front to back, as well as like some other cool songs from the 90s and some hits, and we're bringing the Flaming Lips and Dinosaur Jr.
Such a throwback. I'm so excited.
I heard a rumor, though, that you're doing something special to kick it off.
Yes. That's coming up very soon. We're going to play a little show here in L.A. at the, what is it, the Lodge?
Yeah, Lodge the Lodge, room? With the same band that you played the first, I guess, the first time you ever played as a band. You had, this is like one of those Easter eggs that real fans would know about, but Dogstar and Weezer back together again?
Yeah, so this was 1992, and every day I would call Raji's, this club in L.A., and say, could you please get us, we're a new band, we're called Weezer, or you can get us a show, and never call me back. And then finally one day he called back and said, we had a cancellation tonight, can you guys come in and play? And we're like, yeah, sure. And he said, okay, you're going to be playing with Keanu Reeves' band, Dogstar. So we actually went on after them at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And yeah, they played, the place was packed with young women, and then they finished, and as soon as we went on, all the women started leaving.
Clear it out.
And it was like nobody there. But that was our first show. So this is going to be our reunion with Dogstar.
So and how does the reunion come about? Are you texting Keanu? Do you have him on speed dial?
I don't personally, but yeah, somehow our people reached out to his people, and it sounds like he's up for it, which is amazing.
This is going to happen on March 15th at the Lodge Room. And of course, you think about historically now, I mean, we talk about the last 30 years and all of the sold out venues and the hella mega tours and everything that Weezer has been a part of for so many people. Do you remember, though, like, can you even remember that first show back in 92? Like, what, like the amount of nerves that you had going on inside of you? Was it a nervous thing? Was it like, this is all the work that we put into it? Because some bands play their first show, they go, well, this is never going to work. We're done.
Oh, yeah, I remember it very well. And also, I have a journal entry from that night, so I know exactly what was going on. Yeah, I mean, we were all very nervous, but man, the feeling on stage was just this incredible catharsis. And you know, hearing the other three guys in the band and the passion they were playing with, it was the most incredible feeling. And I remember during one song, I was like totally rocking out during the solo. My head was back, my eyes were closed. And then I fell off the stage. Luckily, it was only like a 1 foot stage in a little club.
Yeah,
so.
Your stage has gotten much bigger over the years.
Yeah.
It's good thing your balance has gotten bigger as well.
How often do you review your old journal entries?
Not often, but I have so many from 1992, 93. And like I have 380 pages. So I went back and I just started reading it all because I know this year is going to be all about the celebration of the Blue Album. I wanted a refresher on everything that was going on.
You know, what's crazy is that long before I had this cushy gig at K-Rock, I was DJing my middle school dances at the middle school I went to. And I used to have that as a regular gig. And then when the Blue Album came out, I found it to be the greatest album that went song to song to song was, in my opinion, a perfect album. And the last time I ever was allowed to DJ the dance is when I decided to hit play and just let the album play. Which, by the way, I thought was a very cool thing to do in eighth grade or whatever grade I was in at the time. But apparently, just putting on an album and hitting play, there's not, you know, not enough for the people who want to get jiggy with it or whatever. So they said I lost the, I had a, like a, I was like four or five dances in a row, and they fired me from doing that job.
That's why you're not a, you're not allowed to control the music.
Yeah, but it turns out I'm right now, because now 30 years later, and we are celebrating the album by playing it in its entirety. And this is the coolest thing now that bands are doing, where they are saying, we will play this in the same way you listened to it when you first heard it. Because those songs, I'm sure it was not a random it was not randomly generated, the order. You had a lot of reason why Buddy Holly went, where the sweater, so you had a reason why it all went where it went.
Yeah, absolutely. Like opening up with My Name is Jonas and then closing with Only in Dreams, this giant epic guitar solo. Yeah, and nowadays it's like a lot of us, we don't listen to albums like that anymore. It's on shuffle or it's in a playlist or something. So it's cool to have this collective experience where all the fans come together and we all listen to it. All right, we're going to sit down, we're going to listen to this album together the way it was intended to be heard.
You know, Klein is not a fan of a lot of things. He doesn't have a lot of interests. And in the terms of music as well, I will say without a doubt, Weezer is the only merch that Klein has. And it that is? Just goes to show how much he actually loves you guys, because he doesn't love a lot of things. I think pizza, bacon, and Weezer, those are your three.
I'm telling you right now, and I mean this in all seriousness, but you made glasses cool. I really I mean that in a serious way. And I got, my parents got my eyes looked at one time, and I was angry when they said I couldn't get glasses. I remember thinking, I was trying to fail the eye test. I was like, I don't know, Sailboat? I'm not sure. But this is so exciting. And the announcement, if you're just joining us now, Rivers in our K-Rock studios, to let us know that Voyage to the Blue Planet is going to be a North American tour for 2024, where you will get to experience all of the Blue album in its entirety, plus some other stuff you mentioned. I think about some of these stuff early on. I remember like a DGC rarity CD I had that had Jamie on there and some cool stuff. This is going to be a surprise at every show, some stuff that you've been working on. Maybe you read the journal.
Yeah, well, we haven't designed the show yet. It's just kind of this rough idea. But yeah, we're going to go back and find some really cool songs. It's always, you want to please as many people as you can, including the people that mostly know the hits, but then also the hardcore fans, and then also songs that we're super stoked to play. So we'll make sure we touch all those bases. And we're going to come up with a pretty cool production, too. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I know there's going to be a giant spaceship and blue planet.
I can't wait.
Well, and on top of it, too, like kicking off yet another tour, you're always performing a lot. And then you came out, I think you're the only band I know that's come out with four albums in 1 year, because you just did Seasons. Are you taking a break from new music to focus on this tour, or are you kind of always writing new stuff?
I always like writing. If I go too long without writing, I just feel weird, like something's wrong in my life. So it's just, it helps me to sit down at the end of the day and just kind of write out some thoughts and then, call it a song. But yeah, this year's about the Blue album.
I really think, and maybe I'm wrong, I'll let you have the final word since you are Rivers of Weezer, but this last 10 years to me feels like the decade that was the biggest decade for Weezer for so many reasons. And I think of that, of the main SNL doing skits about you, the whole Toto Africa cover that started as a suggestion from a fan.
They've been in some movies too. Yeah, doing all kinds of stuff.
Do you think of this last 10 years as like, wow, this has been the biggest decade for this band by far? Or do you not look at it like that?
Yeah, I guess the metric that we really feel is the shows, because that's where the rubber meets the road, or one of those cliches. It's like that's when you're out there, you're playing your songs, and if it's working, it's incredible, and if it's not, you really know it immediately. So the shows have been just off the charts.
When I first got hired at K-Rock, I decided my first week here I wanted to do something that was going to make a splash, and that is right when your version of Africa was the biggest song in the country, in the world, as it was for, and it felt like an entire year at least. And you made the joke, I guess at some point, I'm stuck playing this at every show moving forward forever. And I knew a guy that said, Steve Lukather of Toto lives on my street. And I went to the front door and I said, guys, would you cover a Weezer song? Because they covered your song. And I got them to agree to do Hash Pipe. Did you hear their
version?
Oh, my
God. Yeah, that was you.
That was me.
That's
made that
incredible.
This is it right here, some of it. But I was wondering, like, I couldn't believe they agreed to do it, but they were so, I've never seen these guys so excited of how big you made already a massive song. And they were like really touched by the whole thing that they couldn't wait to deliver their version, which not as good as Weezer's version, but did you appreciate the effort at least?
Absolutely. I mean, it takes a lot of work to learn somebody else's song and get in there and do a good job recording it. I mean, we spent a long time working on Africa. It was just supposed to be this silly goof thing, but it kind of took off on us.
Are there any other songs or artists you'd want to do a swapsies like this with?
I think there's no other song in the history of music like Africa. There's just something about that. It just hits people in the weirdest, most unique way. If something else comes along, let me know, and I will definitely record it.
It's got to be crazy at a time when you've been doing it for as long as you have been at such a high level where people are now hearing the original version and thinking, who are these guys that covered Weezer? Isn't that's where it's at now. Like, this is not the version I like, because people are like, the Weezer version is my version of Africa for my generation.
So all right, we'll take that. We'll take the credit.
You have so many other interests outside of music. I mean, pickleball, knitting, you do coding. Have you ever just, a seed in the back of your mind, said, you know what, why don't I throw away this whole music career and develop apps for a living?
No, I really like doing all of it. Like, they use different parts of my brain. Like, I like working on coding in the morning. And it's like my mind's real clear and work on these little problems and so like logic problems. And then as the day goes on, like more emotional stuff comes up, and then I just want to express myself in music. So
at the end of the night is the knitting.
Knitting. That's funny you bring that. That was a brief phase that I don't believe I'm knitting anymore.
That's where the pickleball comes in. That's the real sport.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Who else, have you played any other bands in pickleball?
No, we've invited a few, but no one's taken us up on the challenge.
Yeah, all right, take that. That's some S talk right there. Weezer will crush you in pickleball.
Yeah. Flaming Lips, Dinosaur Jr., we're looking at you.
So here's the excitement and something to look forward to as we kick off a new week. Tickets, by the way, will be going on sale Friday. This Friday, March 15th, this is the big announcement, guys. Weezer, the Blue Album release date was May 10th, 1994. 30 years, we're already here, and now A Voyage to the Blue Planet, the North American tour is going underway, and to basically celebrate this whole thing, it's Weezer back on stage with Dogstar at the Lodge Room on the 15th, and it's going to be just such an amazing way to celebrate a career that is not going to be ending anytime soon. I would imagine that this is like, you guys have never had a conversation about wrapping it up as a band. Just keep it going.
Yeah.
We wrap up every interview with two epic questions. We have Rivers in studio. These are your two epic questions. Question number one.
Rivers, if you could write a commercial jingle for any food, what would it be?
First thing that popped in my mind was Tostitos.
Nice.
That's a chip, right?
Yeah, I think by now they'll probably reach out to you after this, and that'll be your next couple mil, which is good.
It just sounds like it would make a cool chorus, like Tostitos, Tostitos, the best chip in the world.
If you sound great in English, if you sound great in Japanese too, I bet. What would that sound like?
Tostitos.
Yeah, that's it. That's a perfect jingle right there. It works
there
on an international level.
Every language.
As we're celebrating 30 years, you talked about the first show you ever played. You wrote about it in your journal. Epic question number two. What did you get paid to do that show with Dogstar 30 years ago plus?
Oh, that's a good question. The number $30 comes to my mind, but I'm not 100% sure.
Was that per person or was that split among the band?
That's split among the band.
Oh, man. Almost 10 bucks a piece. That's pretty good.
Damn.
Rivers, we love it when you come to K-Rock. Such a fan. I mean that on a personal level, obviously. The soundtrack to most of my life, I have to say. And thank you for everything you've done. And we cannot wait. Congratulations on 30 amazing years since one of the greatest albums ever. I'll say it, Ollie, the greatest album ever.
Oh,
wow. Thank you.
He's being genuine,
I'll
know.
Say it. Rivers, thanks so much for being here on K-Rock.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.